Hey, podcasters. Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
Hey, on today's Catch Up, huh? Perth's dumbest criminals.
We asked you to fight for your biscuit.
Yeah.
Our exclusive chat with the new British PM, Boris Johnson.
Yeah, what did he say again? And we try and help out Matt with his hits from your hood, Darch.
John Farnham headlines live in the Vines at Sandalford Estate, Swan Valley, December 8th.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
The Juice.
Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
MasterChef Season 11 has ended. With Larissa Takchi taking the top spot.
You have won the title of Australia's MasterChef for 2019.
Larissa scored 85 out of 90, a very commendable score, winning $250,000, a monthly column in Delicious Magazine, and a new car.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And we spoke to Larissa after her win this morning.
I think getting the scores, that was absolutely amazing. I don't think I've ever gained that many scores in my life on that show. Yeah, it was a huge compliment. Honestly, I need a car because I'm sharing a car with my sister at the moment and it's not pretty.
And by stealing, while she was trying to take that win, of course, what was actually stealing the spotlight yesterday was the news that Gary Megan, Matt Preston and George Columbaris are leaving the show.
All together.
After 11 seasons, it's over. Rumours are that the team were looking for a 40% pay rise as well as international profits on top of their reported $400,000 to $600,000 pay packets.
Yeah, poor things.
And look, you know, all this is reported. Don't know how much of it is true.
There's a rumour going around the boys were saying they wanted more time off.
Yeah, right. Well, that's it. The boys tell a different story.
Well, they got that now, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they tell a different story. They say they couldn't agree on the contract for season 12 and that the dates wouldn't match up and they wanted some more time to do personal projects.
Yeah.
And it was never about money. Apparently, the three want to stay together and they're looking to Netflix or Amazon for their next venture.
Right.
We asked Larissa if she had any inside goss.
Sorry, just can I put you on hold for 1 second? I just need to make sure that this is... Sorry, we can rephrase that question again, sorry.
Yes, it was all very...
hasn't got a 250 grand yet. She's been careful.
Yeah,
totally. And the replacements for the boys are yet to be announced, but there are strong suggestions that it would be Curtis Stone, Po Ling Yao and Maggie Beer.
Okay.
So it'd be a good lineup if they get those guys.
I don't know if Curtis would have the time, would he?
No, probably. But look, we certainly know that it won't be Manu because we asked him today.
I don't think so, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm doing well with Channel 7. They look after me very well and I'm doing all different things with them. I'm happy where I am. But I couldn't believe it when it happened yesterday and I still couldn't believe it when I woke up this morning. I just like, nah, that's not, nah, can't be. It's a very sad news.
Oh, isn't it? Like, couldn't be. We can't possibly have people move on after 10 years doing the same show.
Not Gary, George and
Ringo.
His name.
Yeah, Ringo.
But even though Larissa was being very careful, she was lovely, wasn't she?
Oh, she was a sweetheart.
Yeah. Well, she's on contract. She's on contract, so she had to be careful what she said.
Yeah, but that's it. We're going to see what happens. They reckon they'll announce some new hosts for the show today. So, you know, who knows? Watch this space. And that's your Daily Juice.
Hey, MasterChef Edition.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Hey, guys, have you heard about this story about a driver in Sydney recently who, unfortunately, crashed into a patrol car parked outside a police station.
Oh, the worst luck.
Crushing its bonnet, and then the dude raced off. Now, police caught said driver later in the suburb of Eastwood, a suburb in the city's north.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the driver was a suspected drug carrier and was arrested after having approximately $200 Australian million dollars worth of methamphetamine in the car.
Oh. Crushing the bonnet and crushing his dreams.
You'd just be more careful around a police station with police cars around, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you just drive more carefully in general if you had that much worth of, you know, drugs or money in your car?
I guess if he's under arrest.
If you were really cool, right, you'd have hit the car and you'd have stopped.
Maybe left a note.
And you'd have gone, oh, my bad. You know, oh, look, it happens, blah, 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 blah. and, you know, because you wouldn't immediately go and search a car just because he had an accident.
No. He's panicked big time.
Yes. Oh, yeah. But, you know, the thing is that sometimes, I mean, there's plenty of crime in the upper end of business and stuff, but there's sometimes people who are criminals, they've gotten that way because they ain't so smart.
Sure.
Yeah. You know. Yes.
Maybe I don't have many other options.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't like a crime, I guess, but when I used to work at Adventure World, had the very important role of working the paddle boats. And you're on your own. Now, there was a big pond out there and they'd, you know, you wheel out the little paddle boats on your own. And all the cool kids used to think it was hilarious to paddle the boats all the way to the other side of the river and then jump out of them and jump the fence and run away. So I would have to, I'd have to go out in a boat, try and bring a boat back with another one towing on my arm. Like, it was hard work and they loved it. But this one day, criminal jumped out of the boat, did a runner, left his wallet on the seat of the boat.
Oh, all his ID.
It felt like all my Christmases had come at once. I was like, you're the dumbest criminal ever. And I no doubt he's gone on to be an absolute pillar of society. I'm sure he's doing something super important now.
Yeah.
But like, I felt like I got him.
Did you find any cash, use the card to go shopping at Meijer? What did you do?
Just a bit of ID and a bit of, enough to just bust him. Yeah, that's all I wanted to do was bust his chops.
Go to the snack bar.
For making me exercise.
Well, it's a good story. It ain't $200 million worth of methamphetamine. Not quite.
No,
but it's a good story.
No.
Some boys at my school stole some bikes,
like
from a bike shop.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right? On the weekend, on Monday morning,
they rode to school, didn't they?
said stolen goods to
Cannington
school.
CIB were sitting there waiting for them.
That's as bad as the meth guy.
Yeah.
Isn't it? That's not good. We'd love to hear your story about, the search is on for the dumbest criminal you've ever come across. Any story you may have heard.
Yeah, give us a call, 133353. We'd love to hear your story of the dumbest radio announcer in Perth.
I've got a winner.
Oh, it's a good caller of the day prize too. You could win yourself a double pass to the Gold Lounge viewing of The Lion King and a bit of a prize like a merch pack as well.
Oh, get into the circle of life.
Love that. Ever see that movie Domino?
133353, searching for Perth's dumbest criminal.
Dumbest.
You're going to say dumbest.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Search continues for Perth's dumbest criminal. We found Sydney's because it was a suspected drug carrier who did a lot of damage to a cop car outside a police station and was found with $200 million worth street value of methamphetamine.
Oops.
Not good.
We want to know if you know Perth's dumbest criminal. Christy, you're at work in Ellenbrook. Who did you come across?
My house was broken into about 10 years ago. They stole our car, which was a station wagon, but left their bike behind for their fingerprints.
Not smart. I take it they weren't wearing gloves, avoiding them leaving prints on the bike.
What a little win it must feel like at the end when you've had something terrible happen and then you think,
Yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome.
Very good work, Christy.
I think they're doing a pro Ellenbrook TV commercial in the heart of Ellenbrook today, so you might be able to get on there and get famous.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Get out there and start partying.
Yeah, a lot of the locals. I know they time that when there's no school holidays on, so it's not full of kids.
Well, speaking of Ellenbrook, Colin's in Ellenbrook. G'day, mate. Perth's dumbest criminal.
Yeah, that'd be me, I'm afraid.
What'd you do, Colin?
What'd you do, bud?
Well, just going back 50-odd years ago in England. I was in a shop, pinched a magazine, Vino, from the shop. Shop owner saw me. Vino. And chased me. And I ran straight out of the shop, straight across the main road. A Jag had to hit the skids and brake real hard, and a little panda cop car ran up the arse of the Jag.
No.
Oh, that's funny. My wife's from the UK, mate. She always talks about her Beano magazine. That's hilarious. Oh.
Yeah, that's some dumb crime, Colin. Yeah.
And Colin got transported to Australia for his crimes.
And then worked 17 years as a prison officer.
Oh, really?
There you go. Oh, well, yeah.
There you go, kids. You can turn it around.
on both sides of the gate. Well done.
Good on you, mate.
That's funny.
Vicky's in Merriwa. Vicky, we're looking for Perth's dumbest criminal.
Oh, hi. My ex-boyfriend had a mate who bought a Japanese import car. And it was a bit of a lemon, and he decided that, you know, he was going to try and get rid of it. So the next day, we get a phone call from him. He's laying in a hospital bed. He has 1-degree burns to his hands, and the police were standing beside his bed.
Oh, he's tried to burn it for the insurance or something.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
third-degree burns on his hands.
Oh, dear.
So you end up in pain and in trouble. Not good.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Yes, known in the insurance world as an act of God.
That is so dumb, though, isn't it?
Instant justice, isn't it, when you think about it?
Yeah.
Thanks, on you, Vicky. Yeah,
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
Talking about, well, the search for Perth's dumbest criminal. There was one found in Sydney because he drove his car into a cop car and he took off, did considerable damage to the park patrol car outside a police station, was arrested later in Sydney. He basically had $140 million worth of meth in his car.
Oh, but just $140 mil worth.
That's not smart.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know. That's probably enough to fit in a sandwich bag.
Yeah, quite possibly. Yeah.
I don't know. What's meth worth?
Look, I don't know, but I think it's a little bit more than that.
Okay,
I think you need a van to carry it.
Maybe the lining of the car seat. So we took your calls earlier. Actually, when we lived in Ballajura, we had some young punks breaking into cars and starting to try to set them alight.
Yeah.
And they came back to the same street about 3 hours later. It was really easy for the cops to find them because they got phone calls from the same neighbours in the same street.
I just love the fact you called them young punks.
Yeah, they were young punks.
Just a moment away from hooligans.
Yeah, hooligans. I love that. Dumb criminals. Craig from Maddington.
I used to know quite a notorious car thief in Perth. And anyway, a lovely guy, not too smart though. Down the road from me, one of my neighbours in the neighbourhood bought a brand new Lotus, like a supercar. Mm. And anyway, this chap that I know decided to borrow it for a little bit. Jumped in the car, took it for a bit of a cruise around Perth, had a bit of a joy lap, took it back to his house, parked up, went and had a nap. Cops came and arrested him, and his brother told me, "How did you find me?" His house was less than 100 metres away from the house that he stole the car from.
Oh, God.
What an idiot.
Make it easy for them.
I would love to have that much calm.
Yeah.
That I'm stealing a car and then thinking, I'm going to have a nap
and
then I'll take
asleep.
It back.
Yeah.
I don't think you should confuse calm with stupidity.
No, you're right.
Thank you, Craig.
Like he just
no,
couldn't help
right.
himself. He saw it and was like, I'm going for it.
Yeah, no willpower.
Wow. Thanks, Craig.
Like a brain cells right there.
Good on you, mate. Let's go to Tapping. Erica, do you know Perth's dumbest criminal?
I do. And good morning, guys. Love your show. Thanks for getting me going in the morning.
Oh, thanks Erica.
Well, a couple of years ago, got the house broken into. They took everything. Anyway, we made a list of what was gone and the police went off and did their work. Good on them. And they went to a suspect's house. One of the things missing was our answering machine.
Right.
You'd think you'd clear the message,
wouldn't
you? Probably. So they've gone over to the answering machine, pressed the button that they've already plugged into their telephone line and everything.
Yeah,
and up comes my husband's voice saying, "Hi, this is such and such. We're not home." Needless to say, we got the answering machine back.
Yeah, your other things, no doubt.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Sorry, yes, I've been eating because you guys started talking about biscuits in here. And I just got hungry.
Yeah, we don't have any biscuits to provide either. That's the saddest part.
Yeah, but I had to eat something.
Yeah, I can understand that. Someone's done a definitive ranking of every Arnott's assorted biscuit.
Is that what you got so upset about a few minutes ago?
Yes. From the worst to the best.
Okay. Yes.
You know, we're talking your classics, your milk arrowroots, your Scotch Finger, the Monte Carlo.
Kingston, butternut snap, Nice milk or arrowroot. Nice. Remember, how old were you before you discovered that Nice was Nice
was
or
Nice
was Nice?
Yeah, it's a bit like looking at a map of France, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
And it's, you know, the old family assorted pack. And I am just so disappointed with the number one result.
Look, snap. Why are you so upset about the butternut snap being
the
number one?
The butternut snap. That's the best one in the box.
It's
are
a
you
bloody
kidding?
Good biscuit.
Hasn't it got coconut and golden syrup in it?
No, yeah, but it's that kind of one. It's a bit oaty tasting and it's sort of like a cheap Anzac biscuit.
There's nothing cheap about Anzac.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's trying to be an Anzac and it's not. I can't believe they ranked that number one.
Well, you're not allowed to fake Anzacs. People get in trouble for that.
Do you like the butternut?
Yeah,
well,
I don't mind it.
It'd be in my top four, but I wouldn't put it number one.
Kimbo, it's all about mood.
Yeah.
You know, like you go for the one you're feeling like at the time.
Okay, but really, is anyone ever going for the shortbread cream?
No.
No.
That one, that like kind of rectangular one with the lines across the top and that weird paste in the middle.
I love the way this is written about this. It says it's like the wet handshake of biscuits, the beige chino of cookies, the Brian McFadden of baked goods. Pick on the pop star who wasn't as big as his bandmate.
I think this list is perfect.
Okay,
so the top five to according to the list: one butternut snap, two the Kingston, three the Scotch finger, four Nice, and five milk coffee.
Milk coffee.
Now I'd put all of those in my top five, not necessarily in that order.
Can you tell me what the difference is between milk coffee and milk arrowroot? To me, they taste like cardboard.
One's got coffee and one's got arrowroot.
Arrowroot. And have you ever seen how they farm arrowroot? It's amazing.
I haven't. Okay, I'm going to go my top three. My top one's got to be the Monte Carlo. Right. I mean, I know they don't make them how they used to. Now they're a bit sucky.
Well, they're a bit smaller as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a bit rubbish. All of these are a bit rubbish than what they used to be, but we've got to work with what we've got. I think Monte Carlo is still up there.
Good morning to those at Arnott's who are going to send us some frees. Yeah. We're not getting any freebies now.
Arnott's, lift your game.
Yeah, good on you.
And then the Kingston and the Chocolate Ripple for me.
Okay.
No?
Jeez. I agree with your Chocolate Ripple. That's number three
for me. That's a good one.
Really?
Yeah. I'd go Monte Carlo 1, Delta Cream 2, Chocolate Ripple 3, but I'm never eating a shortbread cream. Sorry.
You both got Monte Carlo number
I like Monte
one.
Carlo.
Yeah, they're good ones.
I don't think it's a good biscuit at all. I don't like that European style of biscuit. I like a proper Australian biscuit that's plain and hard to eat.
Get you another answer.
Yeah.
Well, no, you like the Scotch finger. Is that because it splits in half and you can kind of... You know, it's more fun with your food.
Yeah, I've never been a dunker. We've had this conversation.
Yeah,
I hate that.
Well, you like your cup of tea, too.
I do love my cup of tea. But yeah, the Scotch finger, I mean, I love shortbread and it's sort of, you know, a manufactured version of shortbread.
Yeah. Also, it surprises me. Half of these biscuits can't be eaten without a cup of tea. To me, they're like not even digestible. I
can't believe we're reminiscing about biscuits.
Biscuits like grandma made you, butter, eggs, milk, honey. Biscuits delicious, filling up dishes on its biscuits.
Oh, it's so wholesome.
It wasn't that a lovely time. And now if they did the ad, it'd be butter, eggs, E41, and some other chemicals we can't even mention.
Try the MSG. Stick up for your biscuit. Come on.
Yeah, go on. Give us a call. 133353. Stick up for your biscuit. Tell us which is the biscuit in that bunch of Arnott's that is just the good one.
And someone stick up for Orange Slice because it's currently ranked 13 by the list and all of us.
I think Orange Slice gets a hard rap. I think it's not as bad as people say.
You know what? When you were a kid and you used to eat these, right? If that was the only thing left, you'd definitely eat it because it was sugar.
If it was the only thing left.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
All right. 133353. Stick up for your biscuit. Absolutely. What is the best Arnott's biscuit?
Well, Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
And we want you to stick up for your favourite biscuit.
Oh, the debate. It's a war. I mean, you think there's things happening in the Gulf. We got biscuit wars here.
I mean, it's a good thing that we're all different when it comes to the Arnott's family assorted kind of biscuit range because you don't want to all go for the same ones and all leave the orange cream behind.
That's right.
No, we're not. You know, we're not living in a Russian type community here.
No,
you have the freedom of choice.
Yeah, stick up for your biscuit, Wayne in Dianella. What biscuit are you sticking up for?
I love the Scotch finger.
You're a good man, Wayne.
What is it about the Scotch finger?
Oh, just the way you can break them up. They just taste so good. But I like the ones with the chocolate on the back.
These guys love their digestives as well. Only if they've got chocolate on them. Everything's better in chocolate.
They don't last long with me. I'll buy a whole packet of Scotch finger and I'll eat them all in one hit.
Breathe them in, Wayne.
I end up having to buy two because... I just love them so much.
Yeah, I've done that too. Yeah,
you're big on them, aren't you, Maddie?
So, Scotch finger. It's quite a humble biscuit. But
Wayne and I are humble people, Kimber.
You are.
Not living the high life like you.
Getting around with my Monte Carlo. Thanks, Wayne.
You eat the Monte Carlo. You don't go there. Okay, so next time we have a packet of these, we open them up, you have to give Matt the finger, okay?
Okay. Easy done.
Let's go to Canning Vale. Megan, stick up for your biscuit, please.
A lemon crisp.
Lemon crisp.
Oh, la, la.
Megan, the lemon crisp is not even on this ranked list of Arnott's biscuits.
This is Megan's list.
Have you not tried them?
Okay, can you explain? Please explain, Megan.
They're savoury and sweet all rolled into one. So you've got the salted biscuit on the outside with slight sweet taste.
Right.
And beautiful lemon cream in the middle.
My grandparents used to eat them a lot. They remind me of my grandparents. Okay. But they're a nice biscuit. I like it.
It's a packet you put in the cupboard, but not in the biggie barrel, so no one knows it's there.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Your own secret stash.
Good on you.
Exactly.
Good on you, Megan.
No one's getting that.
Okay. Lemon crisp. I'm going to have to go and try one of those.
They're pretty good. They do have that sort of savoury biscuit on the outside. It's quite nice.
Okay, okay. Interesting blend.
Just on the radio.
Yeah, oh, you are on the radio.
Bindu, you are.
Hey, Bindu, how are you?
Good morning, Clazy, Matt and Kimber. How are you on this glorious day in Perth?
Good, mate. You in Freo this morning? What are you doing?
Yeah, I drove to Mandurah from Freo. Tree lopping today.
Oh, big day for that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. How are we?
Yeah, We're good, mate. And I can imagine around 10:30 after a morning's work, you're thinking, I need a bit of a cup of tea and a bicky. What's your favourite?
Oh, mate, definitely Kingston all the way, mate. Yeah. Kingston and a cup of tea, mate. I grab the whole lot. Bugger the kids. Yeah. Grab the whole lot of Kingstons. I love them. Just that oaty, chocolatey sensation with the melting and the tea. Oh, my God, mate, you can't go wrong.
Oh, yeah. Nice, Bindu. It came in second on this person's definitive ranking of the Arnott's after the butternut snap. How do you feel about the butternut snap taking out the top spot?
I don't even know what the heck that is. And bugger the Monte Carlo. I'll just leave them for someone else. But,
it's more for us.
Mum likes them.
Hey, Bindu, I just want to know, mate, how many can you stop at? You know, when you've got that desiccated coconut in the Kingston, how many would you have?
Oh, I reckon 12 would do me. 12 would do me nice.
You have been lopping a lot of trees, mate.
Well, they're only small, Bindu. They're only small, the Kingston. They're smaller than all the other biscuits.
Yeah, they're my favourite anyway. They should be number one for sure.
Yeah, they're a great biscuit, bud.
On you, mate. You have a good busy day. Sounds like you got one of those here.
Yeah, mate. Cheers. Have a good one, guys.
Careful in the trees.
Bindu from Freo. Headed down to Mandurah today. Do a bit of tree logging. Clearing up someone's mess.
And so many memories. We were just talking off air about biscuit barrels.
Yeah.
Yes. You know. The old Tupperware biscuit barrel.
Wonderful.
Tell you what, I hate the butternut snap, but I do make a giant pod, like a homemade pod.
Yeah.
Like how they do the pods.
Oh, yeah.
I do make that with a butternut snap, so one day I'll do that for you.
All right. Can you do that for us?
Mm-hmm.
Can you not just be all talk? Can you be action as well?
Yeah,
bring
it
in.
I will.
Stick up for your biscuit.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
20.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Hits from your hood.
Yes, the beautiful people of Darche. I hope I didn't alarm you yesterday because I was there doing a little bit of filming.
Wandering the streets.
Wandering the streets in the beautiful Romaine Park
was
on
there
Iceberg
much,
Way there.
Was there as much dog poo as everyone in Darche says there is?
We found some.
Did you?
Yes.
Was it cold in Iceberg Way?
It was, actually. It was fresh. Okay. Crisp.
Crisp.
Yeah.
Love the sound of that. So, Darche, we're thinking the song's coming Friday, is that right?
Oh, it will.
Oh, it's happening.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, so you've already started work on it. Does that mean that our suggestions for this song are wasted?
No, they're not, because I'll shoot sort of, you know, just footage of the suburb, and then it'll fit nicely into whatever song I choose.
You can sort of mix and match.
Yes, absolutely.
Clazy and I do come up with some gold.
Well, I wanted to go, I knew the rain was coming in, so I wanted a nice day.
Yeah, as Kimber said, we come up with gold, and sometimes we just come up with lead.
Give me your bronze.
Captain Paul as well. Okay, should I start?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, got a suggestion.
This is a fairly short one. I'll just play a little bit of music just to get you in the mood here, because we're going back to a time.
Oh, I love it.
Right? Yeah. We're going back to a time when Brian Ferry and Mick Jagger were vying for the heart of one of the most beautiful women in the world, supermodel Jerry Hall.
That's right.
And she ended up marrying Rupert Murdoch in his 80s. Just all a little bit too weird, wasn't it? Okay, so here's a little bit of love for Darche, because I come from Lansdowne.
Yeah.
You know, Lansdowne was my old turf. Here we go. Darche together.
Oh.
Come on, let's Darche together. You know we made a vow to never call it Lansdale or Madley ever.
Ah, yes. Nice.
Very good.
That was
the Brian Ferry bit at the end.
Oh, gee, that's good.
Yeah. And you remember you were doing that bit before about, or you were talking off air about, if you put ED on the end of a word, it sounds like you're drunk.
Oh, yeah. It makes Australians, like you could say, I was trolleyed or I was grunt denyed. You just put
darched.
The ED on the anything. I was darched.
I got darched last night.
Aussies just know it means drunk.
At the Kingsway Bar and Bistro. That's a darched.
It is, yes.
All right. I've got a song.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay, let's go.
There we go.
Live in Darche, do 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 do. Live in Darche, do 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 do. Live in Darche, do 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 do. Live in Darche. How great's Darche, do 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 do. How great's Darche, do 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 do. How great's Darche, do 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 do. How great's Darche. What's wrong with it, Matt? You're not. I know I stuffed the intro, but I wasn't.
That was my favourite bit.
You know, Hate's not a word that I use very often.
This really?
Could get, this could get personal here.
Do you want me to try it again? Live in Dutch. Do, do, no,
I think
do,
we've
live
heard
in
enough.
Dutch. Do, 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 we, do.
That Kimber's song back. Haunts me. It haunts me.
I thought it was a great
but
choice.
It is pretty good. I can say with 100% confidence I won't be doing that one.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It sounded like play school.
It's such a popular track.
Live in Dutch.
Live in Dutch.
I promise you. Save us.
People will still be singing. People will be singing that song later.
Save you. I can't even think straight because of my back sore. So you're not getting one this morning for me.
What are you talking about? You had one.
No, I didn't.
You did.
You had a song. We were talking about it yesterday. You came and saw me.
You saw Tom. We were playing Take That and you went.
You were deliberately putting pressure on
I
you.
Want,
no, damn well Tom would have told you.
I didn't. Right. I just, I love you, Dutch. Love you, Dutch.
Yeah, that
love
was
you,
it.
Dutch. It's good. That's all it was and you couldn't do it.
Oh, Paul. No, I haven't even got the music.
I live in Dutch. Yeah. No, I live in Dutch. Not in medley or I live in Dutch.
Okay. I mean, can I just say, you might not have liked my song, but at least I made an effort.
Yeah.
You know, you did. I'm just saying, I made an effort.
Yeah. I think my nana would say, with friends like that,
Friday morning,
there will be a song for your suburb, which I'll be proud of.
Yeah, it won't be any of our suggestions. On The Big Breakfast, Mix 94.5, 8:24.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Pump.
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Hump, yes.
Oh,
not
I thought
pump.
You said
I thought you,
pump.
Said, I thought you pump. Said pump too.
Yeah,
but it's
I was
hump.
Now, what's on a traffic guy's hump, mind? Yeah.
For those that are listening, for the first time, Captain Paul throws in a mystery word during that time.
Often not so mysterious.
No, no, that's the most interesting one he's thrown in for a while. Mm. Speaking of interesting.
Yeah. It wasn't really. Yeah.
Oh, this is better.
This more. Oh, well, we might as well just move on. I don't think, but no, we are talking burgers.
Oh. He takes two hands to handle a Whopper. The burgers
at Hungry Jack's.
Love it.
Down. Okay, 1971. I was one when that ad came out. And, you know,
they
loved
took
the Hungry
that jingle
Jack's.
A long way.
You know, I missed the Yumbo. You don't even know what that is, do you?
No, I think I do. Isn't it like the... Oh, I thought it was chicken on each side, but I think that's KFC.
No, it's ham and
ham
cheese.
Ham and cheese, yeah. Yumbo is a classic.
Yeah.
People go nuts over Yumbo.
Loved a Yumbo. Anyway, that's in the past. Let
when
it go,
you're looking
Matt,
at the vegetarian who, like...
vegetarian friend is screwing up her face.
I don't know what any of it means.
Like, we just put poo in her burger.
Now, In-N-Out Burgers. Or I think they do one of these. It's called a vegetarian.
It's got a yucko.
Yeah. Yuck.
Jeez, it's taking a long time to get to this damn story.
And you know what? It's such a boring story.
But it's good.
It's, you know, it's another one of those, hey, we can't believe how one of our burgers ended up in New York State when we only make these burgers in Texas and California.
Oh, really?
I wonder if this is an ad for our store.
Oh.
And it probably is.
One of those stories.
In-N-Out Burgers. I've actually eaten one of these burgers in Texas. They are quite nice.
Without knowing this story, and I might be jumping the gun here, is it not feasible that someone's bought one in one place and then driven it or transported it to another?
Yeah, it probably is. Okay, let's go.
You may like the way...
I mean, what do you mean, how did a burger end up there?
You
someone
like
bought
way,
it and took it with them.
Cane toads hitch a ride on a truck and they end up out of Queensland.
It's that kind of thing. Okay. Basically, an In-N-Out burger, which is only made in a couple of the southern states and California, was found looking like it had just come off the grill in New York.
Right.
People are asking how it happened. I'm not.
You were over this story before you started it, were you?
I certainly am.
I'd rather a cane toad burger than that thing.
Oh.
That's funny.
John Farnham headlines live in the Vines at Sandalford Estate, Swan Valley, December 8th.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.